a growing number of school districts require high school students to take college prep courses. It's an effort to raise standards. But commentator Joanne Jacobs says there are dangers in making the college track the only way through high school.
Whether they're on the honor roll or sliding by with a D-minus average, today's high school students plan to go to college. 90% of seniors want a college degree, but less than half are taking college prep classes. Students who slid by on the slacker track end up in remedial classes in college. Many drop out. Education reformers say, raise graduation requirements to prepare all students for college or for skilled jobs. Some states are doing it. In Texas, the class of 2003 will need geometry, advanced algebra, chemistry, and physics to earn a diploma. I believe in high expectations. But college prep for all could lower standards. Johnny can't read, Juanita can't speak English. Will high schools really bring them up to the college prep level, or will the level drop? All Texas students are going to learn physics? Real physics? San Jose Unified School District just graduated its first all-college track class. Some students, forced to work harder, raised their achievement. The district had to work harder, too. It improved tracking of students' progress and offered evening, Saturday, and summer classes for students falling behind. Yet a third of Hispanic students dropped out by the end of junior year. By the start of senior year, half of Hispanics and one-third of all students were not on track for graduation. Students crammed in extra classes to earn more credits. Teachers tried to shove the stragglers up to a D-minus. 89% of seniors got a diploma, not much lower than in previous years. But students in that bottom third won't be ready for college. I've seen what it takes. I tutor at a San Jose charter school, Downtown College Prep, which promises to prepare students, mostly low-achieving Hispanics, to succeed at four-year universities. Not to go and flunk out, to succeed. Students get an 8-hour school day with a mandatory tutorial, small classes, daily homework, intensive attention from teachers and counselors. They have to work incredibly hard to catch up and move ahead to real college prep work. Many will need 5 years. Some give up. It's just too hard. The freshman I tutored, who's moved from a D-minus to a C-minus average, has a word for the workload. Torture. That's okay, she says. College is going to be torture. We'll be prepared. If we're serious about preparing all students for college, it will require intensive and expensive academic programs focused on low achievers, starting in 7th grade or earlier. I don't think we're serious. It's cheaper and easier to pretend they're on the college track than to get them there.
Joanne Jacobs is writing a book about Downtown College Prep High School in San Jose. She lives in Palo Alto, California.